present truth. In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, Volume 31, A. E. Nock wrote, "Brother Gelsenoff and I agreed that the great need among the saints was an understanding of present truth, as found in Paul's epistles, especially the prison group, which make known these riches of Christ which had been hidden during the previous revelation. This aim will find its highest expression and fulfillment in the series on Colossians, which commences in this issue. In these we will reach the very summit of revelation." The great truths revealed through Paul were rejected even before his death. All in the province of Asia, to whom Ephesians and Colossians were sent, turned away from him, 2 Timothy 2:15. We cannot expect it to be otherwise in these last days. Indeed, when very few are granted the spirit of wisdom and revelation, Ephesians 1:17, which is essential to a grasp of the present secret administration, we must expect it to be opposed and rejected once again, for faith is to decrease as the consummation of the aeon approaches.